Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 and Ticket Open Lines, 248-539-9797. I typically don't care about these things. In fact, I can't remember the last time I cared this much. I think it's very odd that the pattern of the quarterback of a one seed has won the NFL's MVP the last 7 years. And this year, the quarterback of a one seed, Jared Goff, isn't likely to finish any higher than fourth. And who knows where he will finish in this thing? And is this authentic disrespect? And if so, why? Why does the pattern get broken the year the Lions are a one seed? And I don't know that this is anything that really is necessarily, I'm not going to lose sleep over this, but I am saying if you are the Detroit Lions and you are Jared Goff, I ask you, Jared, and I ask you, Lions, have you seen this? Are you like, because they, Jared Goff, from the I'm a poor man's nobody to I thought we weren't able to play in the weather to everybody questions Dan Campbell's decisions. Like, those guys hear stuff, and we are pointing out that for some reason, our guy doesn't get the benefit of the being the quarterback of a one seed that the last seven MVPs got. But with that said, we have theories as to why. Gator, what's your theory?
I think there is mass prejudice at Jared Goff because he does not make plays with his feet. And because he doesn't have the pedigree of being a previous Super Bowl winner. So when you look at these guys that have won the MVP, and you can say, well, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady has the reputation of being the Super Bowl champion. So you go back to maybe at this point, he only had 5 Super Bowl championships prior to winning the MVP, whatever he did in 2018 or 17 or whatever it was. So because he's the GOAT, because he has that pedigree of winning the championships, and when he has ridiculous seasons like he has statistically, it's hard to overlook that. So he gets that pass for being the immobile quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, same thing. He already had the pedigree of winning a Super Bowl before, and the statistical numbers he put up those seasons were ridiculous. Jared Goff had an amazing year. Jared Goff over like the last 3 seasons is insane how good he has been. He was second in yards passing this year. He was second in quarterback rating this year. And I think he was fourth in touchdown passes this year. Had a hell of a year. Second maybe in completion percentage. He was awesome. But when you're comparing him to Josh Allen, because Josh Allen ran for 12 touchdowns and Josh Allen beat the Lions, his team beat the Lions, that's going to get noticed. When you're comparing it against Lamar Jackson, who, you know, has whatever it was, did he have 1,000 yards rushing, close to 1,000 yards rushing, in addition to being incredibly accurate this year and throwing 41 touchdowns against 4 interceptions, I get why he's not stacking up with those two. It just happens to be the year. But there is, I think, that prejudice that goes into it that he doesn't run. And it immediately is dismissed. Well, he can't move, but these guys can. Yeah, but they won 15 games this year. And then here's the other thing that'll come in. Is I think everybody would say when you start looking at offensive lines in the league, one of the first things they'll say about the Lions is what an offensive line they have. So he gets to work behind that offensive line. He's got other weapons with him. He's got the running game with with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. It's going to help him out. He's got Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he's got Sam Laporta, and here's Jameson Williams with a 1,000-yard season. When you're saying all these things, and then you're also probably not going to give him credit for helping to make those guys better, because that's what he does, and I agree with you. I think there's some disrespect here. I do also think, though, this is a year statistically that you can look at other guys and say they had better years, but I am so amazed at what Goff has done for 2 years. But is he being disrespected nationally? Yeah, in a backhanded kind of way, he is. Plus, the one coach that all the media really loves, and Sean McVay, and that they've been loving for years, he's the one who threw Jared Goff under the bus and made him the scapegoat of that team. Couldn't wait to get rid of him. You know, kicked him off the starting job as the team was getting ready to go to the playoffs. He has thumb surgery. They have to go back to Jared Goff, despite he's just days recovered from this thumb surgery, in a playoff game, which they win. Why, I hate's a strong word. I really despise Sean McVay and all the love that Sean McVay gets, but because they think that Sean McVay can do no wrong, they'll look at that example that he must have been right about Jared Goff, and, oh, it's just a nice reclamation story that Jared Goff is... He's like the best version you can get of the Sam Darnold story or the Baker Mayfield story that we're seeing now.
Kang, your theory?
Yeah, I have a few here, and it's a pie of theories, right? And it all contributes to why I don't think Goff is even discussed for the MVP, because it's true, Gator. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley are having amazing years, at least stat-wise. They're doing amazing things. Yep. So there's other guys that you could debate to be the NFL MVP. My beef and gripe is, along with you, Doug, is he's not even in the discussion, okay? And part of the reason my theories is, one, you brought up the McVay thing. The McVay slander has followed Goff around and won't leave him for some reason, which made the national media believe that Goff isn't that good, which now the national media has manipulated everybody else, including fans, to think Goff's not that good. And the fact that he isn't flashy, he doesn't use his legs, he doesn't make these unbelievable highlight reel plays all the time, so people kind of neglect the fact that what he's doing is still amazing, but just because he doesn't throw it behind his back 40 yards down the field doesn't make it any less, you know, less great.
Let me just say, in addition to that, because I'm loving what you're saying, the other thing with the McVay stuff is that, you know, Goff had to leave to get to where he is, and now it has turned into more Ben Johnson love than it is Jared Goff love. Not that Ben Johnson hasn't been great as an offensive coordinator. Now everybody's saying, well, yeah, you're in the Ben Johnson offense.
Gator, it's because, and my final theory is, he's just not that respected by everybody else. He's not completely disrespected, but he's not as respected as he should be, because you bring up the Ben Johnson, the O-line, the weapons. Guess what? Go back in that list of NFL MVPs, Doug. They've had some good offensive weapons, and good offensive lines, and good offensive coordinators as well. Yep. And so people would say, well, it's the stats, guys. Lamar and Josh Allen, and they have these stats. Jared Goff is not just playing above average this year. This isn't like a Trent Dilfer year where the rest of the team's carrying him. He's fourth in touchdown passes, second in completion percentage, second in passer rating, second in passing yards, second in yards attempt. He's the only player in NFL history to complete 72% of his passes and throw for more than 4,500 yards in a season. The only player in NFL history. This year, he had 9 games of a completion percentage above 75%. The second greatest ever was Tom Brady in 2007 with 8. Brady won the MVP that year.
Right.
The 15-2 record with the number one seed, this is a thing with
and
quarterbacks.
And he's outpacing Tom Brady.
Yes, and the thing is, fine, he doesn't win it. He's not even being discussed.
Not even being discussed. Not even being discussed. The part that I'm with you. It's
don't
funny.
Don't even want to talk about him.
You guys have touched on, but I personally think each and every year, something that happens is the quarterback's ability to run gets a bigger slice of the pie of evaluating quarterbacks. It's a cool thing. I've always stated it's down my list of priorities when it comes to a quarterback. When you don't make the flashy run, I think it impacts negatively the perception of you. But let's talk to the people. 248-539-9797. John, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with you guys. I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. But all those years that one-seed quarterback won the MVP, what was the other – like, where did the other one-seed finish? You know what I mean? Like, I don't have all the stats in front of me, but like, I know it's Josh Allen this year that's probably going to win it. He's not the one seed, but I was just curious as to like where all those other quarterbacks finished in the MVP race to go along with that trend. But with Jared Goff, I think two games really hurt his credibility. It's the 5-interception game and the Tennessee game, where they started, you know, on the Titans' 25-yard line on every possession. I mean, I know that's not his fault, but he still didn't have, like, a big stat game for that game. And I don't think – like, I do think that he should be in the discussion, but I think it should just be him and Josh Allen. I think with Lamar's 5 losses, that shouldn't – like, great players will get their teams to victory, like Jared Goff and Josh Allen. But with 5 losses, I don't think Lamar – I think he's overhyped, overrated. I mean, the fact that he's only in this discussion is because he's won 2 MVPs before. But yeah, I think it's just a 2-man race. And, I mean, I kind of agree that he shouldn't be – or he should be getting talked about. But I honestly think this is Josh Allen's – this is his MVP year.
But Allen had back-to-back dog games, but they were early in the season. And people forget about the stuff that happens early in the season. Like when they lost to Baltimore, when they got smoked by Baltimore 35-10 – you know,
everyone forgot that.
People forget that. And then he follows that up the next week against Houston. They lose to Houston, and he goes 9 of 30 in the game. But people forget that because, well, he's making – look at that play he made with his feet and extended the play. And it's a highlight on, you know, and every highlight show there is on ESPN or on the NFL Network.
Thank you for bringing that up, because people will bring up the fact that, you know, Goff lost to Allen and the Bills. Well, Allen and the Bills got smoked by the Ravens and Jackson.
Yeah.
And then Allen has had a bad game, just like Goff had the 5-pick game.
And they got beat by the Rams the week before they beat the Lions. Now, look, everybody's got games on their schedule that they didn't look all that great. And clearly Goff has an awful game against Houston. And none of us are advocating for Jared Goff to be the MVP of the league.
No.
All we're saying is he should be in the discussion.
He's not.
And it's not. It's a 3-horse race. And nobody's even mentioning anybody else.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.